Hey everyone, welcome back to the Tech Rundown Podcast. I'm Annalisa Gale. This is our second episode. Let's get right into it on this Friday. Well, the four astronauts who went on that historic mission, they're expected to return to Earth tonight, concluding their 10-day journey around the moon. According to CNN, reentry is expected to begin at 7:53 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 14 minutes later, the crew is expected to splash down off the coast of San Diego at 8:07 p.m. NASA astronauts there definitely seem to be having the best week ever. If you remember that show from VH1, I'm definitely showing my age. Plus, according to CBS News, Apple says declining conditions is part of its reason for closing a store in Baltimore County's Towson Town Center, one in Connecticut as well, and another in California. Meantime, the FBI says an Ohio man is the first person in the nation to be convicted in connection to the Take It Down Act, a legislation created to protect people from non-consensual intimate images being shared of them, or even AI-generated images made to look like intimate images of others. The suspect, 37-year-old James Strawler, is accused of sending harassing messages to at least six women. Also, Florida's attorney general has launched an investigation into OpenAI and ChatGPT. The AG is specifically looking into whether OpenAI's technology is being used by criminals, including child predators, and even a recent suspect in a deadly shooting at Florida State University. And if you're looking for a job, the Department of Transportation is hiring traffic controllers. They released a video on X this morning promoting the upcoming opening, saying it's not a game and you'll keep millions of people safe, adding that it is a job with an average salary of $155,000 after 3 years. Now, according to the FAA's website, applicants must be under the age of 31, pass a medical exam, and a security investigation in order to be considered. Turning now to robo-taxi news, Uber teaming up with autonomous car maker Moya America to start testing their vehicles ahead of their public launch in Los Angeles later this year. They look similar to vehicles that Zoox robo-taxis currently run in Las Vegas, so definitely some competition on the West Coast. Waymo also partnering with Waze to help cities detect and repair potholes faster by providing data from their autonomous vehicles. We've seen this already with sidewalk robots in the district, which I've told you about on DC News Now. And finally, this week, Amazon HQ2 sharing some new details about how they're doing in National Landing, promising that 2026 will be a milestone year in Virginia. They say since opening Met Park in May of 2023, nearly 8,500 Amazon employees now work at HQ2, even after several rounds of layoffs. There are now 13 local small businesses nearby, and since implementing their 5-day return to office policy in January of 2025, they are now seeing roughly 155,000 monthly visitors at Met Park. They added that they continue to invest in their corporate office in Herndon, a robotics fulfillment center in Virginia Beach, and more. We are still waiting for that Helix and phase two of their project, which with plans there to build in an area called Penn Place. Now, according to Northern Virginia Magazine, that has been on hold since 2023, and the new deadline for Amazon to act on that is June of 2028. All right, you've been listening to the Tech Rundown Podcast with Annalisa Gale here in the nation's capital. You can follow me right now on my website, www.annalisagale.com.